box is comfortable.
Gangster. I just ripped off my fucking nails because one popped off, but it's alright.
Rolling some gas, you know what I mean? About to do a quick sit down with her. Talk about that diss track. Talk about that video.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold niggas. Y'all niggas live in Brooklyn.
Some outside shit.
Niggas have to know. We are literally in the P's. It look nice. It's nice scenery, set up, all of that.
Niggas is outside.
Like, OG over there sweating his life away. I'm hot as shit with one t-shirt on. Niggas know me. I'm doobling on his teeth.
So make sure y'all stay in tune for a new episode.
We in Sumner. We outside, right?
No, Sumner in the summer.
Niggas was on talking a lot of shit, talking about we not valid in my hood. I'm in my hood with my chain on.
Wait. Who's saying? Nah. We outside, nigga.
Sour with it, y'all. Comfortably, she said.
Nah. Got a bag, so I had to keep it cute. Yo, I got a name now, got wild shit to lose. Bitches hating on a kid. They see me living good. Took my ass out the hood. Bitch, I'm still hood. Steady on my shit, so I wish a bitch would. And I'm quick to act fast. Clap back, dash dash. She was sleeping on me, so I had to burn that. If Dally took your nigga, you can get your man back. Yo, keep it real, I'm the hottest in my city. I'm real as fuck, that's why they fucking with me. I let him taste it, but now he cannot feel me. And I'm a mean ass bitch. And my mama
wasn't. One piece, you two. What's going on, man? Y'all see what's happening, man. We outside. You know what I mean? But we're going to keep it short and simple. You know what I'm saying? We just got, I just felt like doing some content for you guys, so we popped out on Dally Tyson, you know what I'm saying?
Gang, they can hear me?
You know what I mean? They can hear you.
What's
man.
Up, what's up, Big Tyson? Dally. We outside in Sumner. I said it again, stomping grounds, got the new J's on, you feels me? We outside with the chain on, I still don't see niggas running up, so, you know?
Make sure you keep it cool, you know what I'm saying? So I'm here with Spliff, I'm here with Dally Tyson. Derek and Hippie, welcome back to the Dawn Court Derek and Hippie Show. And we just gonna do a little question here, you know what I mean? She hit me up on a DM and she was like, yo, I wanna get on the pod and talk my shit. So we at the very spot where she shot her video at. Y'all saw me promote it on the IG channel. So make sure you guys go check out the episode. It's bugs out here, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna try to keep it quick, you know what I mean? But holla at me, Dally. How you felt about that track that you put out? Let them know the name, let them know where they could catch it, all that.
Right, ready or not, we gonna catch it, bitch. Anywho.
These dogs.
So, feel me? It's out there, it's on YouTube. I did not put it on no streaming platforms because niggas ain't getting no money off that bum ass bitch name or her fucking picture or her ugly ass face. Niggas is wild. Anyway, I'm very, very proud of the song. I'm even more proud of the video.
It's moving units.
No regrets. I'm feeling pretty confident.
I ain't gonna lie. When I saw it, I was like, here we go. You know what I'm saying? You watched it, right?
So my thing is, right? It's like an artist or just someone that just talking shit, hating?
Nah, that's just somebody talking shit, hating. You feel me?
Yeah, so she outside. Nigga said she wasn't outside. Chain on, all of that. Looking so at hand.
So she not an artist. She just somebody talking shit. Alright, so this just light work for you. You know what I mean? Cause I ain't gonna lie, I went on the TikTok.
What?
And I went on your page, and you promoted the shit.
Yeah.
She commented on your shit. She was like, I'm gonna see you outside, you punk bitch and all this extra shit, Swift. I was like, well, all right, so we talking hot, you know what I'm saying? So I thought she was an artist because I went on her page and she got a couple shit. Now, again, I fuck with Dally Tyson, but you know what I mean? I ain't in it, you know what I mean? We the conduit for her to talk her shit, you know what I'm saying, Split? So the video is moving units out there right now. Y'all can catch it on her YouTube channel. Make sure y'all go check that out. The link will be in the description. So, explain to me what you felt when you wanted to come up with the video. Because obviously you did the song first, right? So now with the video, you were sitting here. You had the, it was all in black and white. You had the goons out with you, dressed down to the T. Them shades was fire, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact. So you burnt her picture and all that shit. So was the point of the video to hit a nerve?
So it wasn't to hit a nerve. It was more like to, like, how I say it?
You want attention, you get it.
Right. So basically, like, my thing is, like, you can't talk shit and want to just, you know, nothing. Say we gonna fight, you gonna say this, you gonna say that, you wanna do this, you gonna pop out here, you're bending blocks. I'm a bitch that really be outside, and niggas don't understand that I really be outside. Like, I really be in these streets, no ho shit. Like, I really get respect from real niggas that move shit. Like, and I'm not talking about drugs, nigga, I'm talking about real life shit, industry shit. And it's like, if I label myself and put myself in a certain category, bitch, why you gonna try to start with me if you was just dick riding? You heard the name Big Tyson. I've been had that shit since I was fucking 17. I've been rocking the Big Tyson. I put this bitch onto a job. I'm about to tell y'all the tea. I put her onto a job, right? I was working at Pizza, you feel me? Put her onto a job, whatever, and she was on my, you know, buzzing this, buzzing that, da da da. And the bitch made it seem like, you feel me, she was homeless and shit, like in a shelter, like going, you get what I'm saying? So me, I don't block nobody's plate. If you need to eat and I got an opportunity to help you eat, I'm gonna give that opportunity to you. I'm not no hating ass bitch. I want everybody to win, gangster. Like, and it's just like, for you to just sit here, at first, it started off with her fucking with my nigga. After she found out it was my nigga, you know, she backed off or whatever. So we thought. And you know, she just continued and shit like that, texting my nigga on some weird shit after she knew, like, that was my nigga. Like, girl, you being weird. Mind you got your own baby daddy problems. You fucking three other niggas, a Crip nigga, a Blood nigga, and a fucking Patria. So at this point, it's like, for you to be up in my business and what's floating my boat and what's going on this side, why don't you just mind yours and what you got going on? Like, okay. It's the truth. And the biggest thing people try to play me is like, cancer. Bitch, I never had cancer. Like, if I had cancer, I would have sat there and verbally told that to my supporters, you know what I'm saying? So now I got a lot of supporters questioning me on that too. Dally, you got cancer? No, I had endometriosis, and guess what? I beat that shit like a gangster without surgery. I've been through them nights and all that shit. Who can tell me what? It's life. And just because I don't got a kid at 24 years old, going on 25, that don't mean I can't have them. I just choose not to have them right now, nigga, because I'm smart. Y'all could struggle. I'ma do this the smart way, and I keep telling everybody that, and there's like nobody's listening, you feel me?
Yeah.
Gangster.
See, again, like, I love music, you know what I'm saying? Especially like what we doing right now, people that's independent, like, mm-hmm. And you really going for your dream, you know what I'm saying? I respect that, you know what I'm saying?
Buy your tunes.
And I respect it even more, like the beef and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like the problems and all that shit in hip hop. I like that shit too, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to like personal shit like that, sometimes I see it as, man, that's corny, you know what I'm saying? Don't bring the family, don't bring the kids into it. Health and shit like that, maybe. I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Pop said
Prodigy has sickle cell and all that, but you know what I mean?
I'm gonna be real. It don't matter the sickness. The sickness don't define the person. Cause guess what, bitch? I can have cancer, I can miss a leg, and I can miss an arm, and I'm still gonna spit on you and smack you in your face. Now what? Because it's not doing nothing. Like, come on now, let's be real. Like, and I keep saying this over and over again. I've been dealing with this bitch saying she gonna bend my block, she's gonna fight. I passed this bitch, I was dolly by myself, and she was with her friend, and the bitch ain't do shit. So at this point, I'm not with all the talking back and forth, internet beef, fucking internet shows and shit like that. I'm not that type. I'm not. The only thing that's going on the internet is promotion of music, or a fucking interview, or a fucking venue I'm about to be at. Y'all niggas is bugging, like. So the fact, I left the bitch there. Well, honestly, I left the bitch there. I ain't gonna lie. And what you call it? So I wanted to bring this up too. So she exposed me. She just posted a picture that I sent to basically the nigga that took my virginity. One, it's a coward move because you had to go to 1,000 bitches that didn't like me just for that picture. That's one. Two,
wait,
you take
a picture with you and the nigga.
Nah, it was just me, but it was no face. It was no face, and it wasn't nothing crazy. It's just my little popcorn titties. I was 15 at the time. Like, let's be real.
Oh.
And everybody tells me, like, yo, you know, you could just say that's not true. Nah, I'ma own up to what the fuck I did. One, it wasn't right. I have a little sister. It's wrong. I shouldn't have been doing that at 15. Yeah, I'll own up for my mistakes and shit like that. But guess what? I did it. I done it, and I don't regret the shit. I ain't gonna lie, them same titties that she posted, the whole block scene when I was whooping bitches' asses. So that shit don't faze me, nigga. Anybody gonna see my titties when I'm fucking a bitch up? What's up? Because I fight without a bra. So, come on. Like,
what's happening? We had this combo.
You ain't mad at titties.
Like, bro, then again, the reason why I clowned her is like, girl, we older now. At this point, you posting child pornography.
Yeah,
I see where your child
doing?
Is.
Yeah.
I see where your mentality is. Like, you get what I'm saying? And it's like, after you have kids, you would think you would have a different mentality. No,
yeah.
Bitch, you still got the same mentality you had since you was in 71 sucking dick. I'm over it.
So is it, this was a one-off?
It was a one-off.
Yeah. So
it was
not
just,
gonna bother yourself with it, honey?
Nah, honestly, I ain't gonna do nothing to the bitch.
Okay.
I just talk my shit because niggas don't know what I'm about. You get what I'm saying? Now, it's a different story if I'm out doing me and shorty thinks she gonna see me and try to do something. It's totally
always
different.
Defend yourself,
I ain't gonna lie, I'm ripping her head off. Niggas don't know me. I got so much anger built up. Like, it's the reason why I haven't been doing my nails. I'm ready to catch a bitch. Like, that's me. You get what I'm saying? But I've been on chill mode. I'm not beefing. I ain't saying I want to fight. I'm not saying none of that. But I am going to talk my shit because I'm not wrong and I don't want to make it seem like I'm bullied because this bitch is mad skinny and small. Nah, it ain't bullying.
Yeah.
Bitch, if you got a lot of mouth, you got to be able to back that up. So pack it up, take it to the booth, and send a diss track back. If not, just shut the fuck up at this point.
That's it. You know what I mean? We're going to leave it right there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's simple and plain as that. You know what I'm saying? So, push that aside.
Yeah. Who you trying to do a song with right now?
Y'all about to get the
Who you didn't do a song with that you want to do a song with? You feel me?
Alright, so boom. I am in album mode. I know y'all was waiting for me to say that. I'm in album mode. So right now I am like literally handpicking artists. I'm literally looking at everybody's pages and seeing what the fuck they're saying out their mouth. I'm literally like, but I hit up this one girl and I have this fire ass song that's written and I'm about to go record it. I'm trying to get my voice fully back though, so I can like actually lay it down how I wanted to. But her name is Young Mara, YM, y'all can search her up. She's fire, she's dope.
You put her on your story?
Yes, I did. So, you know, I hit her up, which is, I've been met her even before she started, you know, getting crazy and doing what she's doing now, you know what I'm saying? So when I met her, I was like, oh, you really, like, I see the potential, you know what I'm saying? So I've been told her I needed a feature. I'm just the type of person, like, I need the perfect song. I don't like to just sit here and throw people on a song just because I want to do a song. If we make a song together, we gotta mean that shit. It has to have a meaning, like, it's a reason why we're doing it. So I finally found the right track for her, and yeah, I'm ready for that.
Okay. So what you looking for? You just started the process of the album mode, or you've been in it for a while now? Do you have a date? Do you have a name?
I do have a name. Still debatable.
I'm gonna get it behind the scenes. I'm gonna ask her when we get it.
Still debatable. Yes, it's still debatable. It's still up in the air. Date as of right now, no clue. I can say I got some of the songs recorded already. I laid them down.
I don't know. I like listening to Dali music in the forefront. She got some summer shit that you can listen to in the summer, you know what I'm saying? That's dope. But for me, it's more wintertime when it's gloomy outside type shit. Cause she took that shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm seeing. Cause it's already mid-July, almost August, so.
Yep.
Maybe we looking at like September type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Birthday is coming out next month, so who knows, y'all might get a surprise. Freestyle.
You know what I mean?
Street
nice.
Balls.
Sound like mine.
Yo, me and Hippie doing a skit on y'all shit?
Yeah, if y'all want to.
I'll be trying to get on them skits.
Yeah,
Shout out to Frost, man. Make sure y'all go stream that. I Got a Feeling featuring me, of course, my son. Dreekin is in there, my Swift is in there,
the
we all in there.
Up?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, out now? So,
yeah, out
make sure y'all
now.
Go, oh, nah. Make sure y'all go to Fry's YouTube you channel. Not.
You can also go stream it on NWO News on YouTube, so make sure shout you out. Check that out. Shout out to Sparrow for airing that, too.
Sparrow, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to NWO News, all them out there, you know what I mean? They working. You can catch him at, what's that, the Broccoli joint here about to be at? Oh. That yeah. concert event, I forget what it's called, Broccoli City or something.
Broccoli something.
Yeah, shout out to my boy, he outside, man. But my yeah, shout out yeah. to RB and Bizzle, Tony Blanco, Dolly, and Frost for that track, I Got a Feeling. Go check out on my page, the behind the scenes for that shit. I did a little compilation for that. Make sure y'all check that out. That video is fire.
Fire.
I like the little thing. But, so besides that, what else you got? You got anything coming up, like showcase events, anything like that?
As of right now, I'm free. I'm booked for the 21st. It's my godfather's 40th, so I'm booked for that. And I don't know what they throwing me in there to do. Also, my godfather is also my manager, so it's just like, I don't know what set he got for me to do, but whatever he got planned for me to do, hopefully we knock that shit out.
It's gonna be a movie, you know what I'm saying?
So, right. I'm gonna try to talk to him too, so see if y'all can get some behind the footage of that too.
Yeah, so I'll pull up through my camera.
Pull out, you know what I'm saying?
Do shit like that, keep it on me, you know what I'm saying? So, what's going on with the Dolly Tyson brand, Dolly Entertainment? You got any visuals coming out, any merch coming out, anything like that?
Any artists?
you got so, artists that you work with that you feeling to put out on your.
On my roster,
like
under
that.
My, you know, it's
you
one guy.
Have to do yes. What's his name again?
So J.O.
Something good.
So J.O.
I'm tight. I didn't get the footage.
Shout out to
him?
Yes. Shout out to J.O.
I might have that.
I am Jordy Banks on Instagram. I met him working at Pizza Hut. You get what I'm saying? I just heard that nigga singing in the back one day washing dishes, and I just told him I was taking him to the studio with me all for it. And after that, you get what I'm saying, he started questioning me more about the music game. And you know, knowledge is money, but I'm a bitch that schooled myself. So I don't give a fuck about sharing my knowledge. I don't, because I'm self-taught, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's different if I had to go to school and pay tuition and pay millions of dollars to learn what the fuck I learned, but I didn't. I learned it from being in the streets and watching these niggas do what they do. So it's like, I was able to tell him, give him some advice and stuff like that. He got his own little manager and stuff like that. But you know, sometimes I just be trying to push on him. Cause sometimes what other people see for artists, it may be a bigger person that can help them even more.
Yeah, right.
You never know.
And
so,
you've been there before as a nigga starting off, so,
or you can help in a different lane.
And I be telling niggas, the money is not gonna come once you start doing music. The money is never gonna come once you start, nigga. You could be 15 years and the money's still not coming. That don't mean you give up, nigga.
Yeah.
It don't matter how.
You gotta make sure you brand yourself, especially these days, brand yourself, market yourself, and put yourself in different avenues.
Nah, fuck that, nigga. Throw on a fucking deer or a bear outfit and go rap. You gonna go viral. You don't even need all that these days. Like, the shit is so easy.
Yeah, it's crazy with the
pull out a fucking diaper. Put a diaper on and you be straight, you go viral real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what it's about. It's about the viral moments right now. That's a fact.
That ass.
That's a fact. So don't go viral, you know?
Over some dumb shit.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you just want to give to the people? You know what I mean? Let them know anything that you got going on that you feel like is worthy for them to know and get out of here, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I was talking about it and I think I do want to do like a little party for my birthday. I was gonna talk to you about that though.
So a showcase.
Cause I don't know no spots exactly.
You wanna do like a showcase.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of artists there, you know what I'm saying? But I'm thinking about 90s theme. I don't know why I am thinking about 90s theme. I am thinking so much of the 90s theme.
That been in my head too. To do a showcase of it, 90s theme.
90s theme, right?
Just come out with baggy clothes and shit like that.
Like, I will totally like.
Some Rockaway shit though. Yeah.
State prop change game.
Like, you got what I'm saying? Like, I will body the fuck out of a 90s look. Like, y'all niggas is wildin'. I'm a 90s baby. Give me my respect. Other than that, that's about it. I just this album, man.
That's a fact, man.
This album is coming and it's different. It's a little scary for me, but it's different and I'm ready.
You staying in that lane of the EP that you put out, right?
No. It's a totally different lane. I'm sitting here getting eaten by these bugs and shit.
Yo, not but, the OD, right? What is like three songs you fuck with on like a regular basis?
Of mine like, or other people?
Your songs. I was thinking your songs, but you can put the other people's songs too.
My songs? Okay, so.
Cause I know like you listen to this shit and after a while it's like, nigga, I'm on to the next shit. So
right.
I'm thinking like, what three songs you fuck with that you could, feel me, always rock to?
Okay, it would be Stunt. Definitely Ready or Not, cause I'm that bitch. And I think it would be the third. Ooh, that's a little tie. Because I have a lot of unreleased, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the unreleased I could really listen to. But as of out right now, I will say It Is What It Is. The reason why I say It Is What It Is because it's very underground. Like, the song is not played much. Nobody, it's overlooked. And I feel like that's really one of my songs that I'm really spiritual in, and I'm talking to God. And very different, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk to a God every day, so why not, you know what I'm saying? And it's like me just reliving my old self, but then coming out into my new. So that's one of the songs.
That's yeah. Dope. I ain't okay.
But other people, baby, I'm stuck on that Put It On The Floor with Cardi and Lotto. Stuck Put It On The Floor, bitch. Okay?
Can you spell on that?
You know I was thinking about it, but...
Yo, you fuck with Lotto, have you had in Coi the Ray?
Ooh. Okay.
Shit.
That's a tie for me.
I like
Coi Ray shit, right?
That's a Coi. That's a fucking.
I like Lotto's new shit.
Hold on, let me ask you.
That is like it's a tie for me because if I wanna like dance and start moving around and get jiggy and shit, I'm playing Coi Ray. Now if I wanna pop my shit and still feel like a bad bitch and a gangster, I'ma listen to Lotto. So it's like
that good ass.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm more of a Lotto fan, but it's only because I was fucking with her from the show that she was on, the
Rap right.
Game, and I followed her career from there.
Right.
Coi Ray is cool. I just don't like the even though Lotto did it. No, I just don't like the sampling of music all the time.
But I personally think. I personally think when she does the samples, those are her best songs.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that not a lot of people can sample these songs out here and actually
make it a hit.
Exactly my point, and make it a double hit. That's hard.
And like, no disrespect when I say this, she's really like a TikTok, like one of those
yes.
social media presences that goes crazy.
Yes.
But I fuck like, a lot of
and her dancing is phenomenal. That's one thing I give to Coi. Her dancing, because I've personally seen both of them perform live. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I done went to Rolling Loud and stuff, so me seeing them perform live, it just showed me the difference of females. You get what I'm saying? You gotta remember, Coi Ray is what, from Jersey? So
yeah.
she's more of a tomboyish, like, hood, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Lotto is, like, classy, savage bitch hood. Like, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Coi Ray is not, oh, I need this, I need that.
I like to say her visuals is way more better.
For a simple fact, all right, look at it like this. Coi Ray is not going to wear heels as much as Lotto is.
Yeah.
So that will show you the different type of females they are there.
Different fits, all that.
Yes.
I respect when Lotto wore that outfit at the BET Awards with all the women artists.
There. That wasn't Lotto. That was Coi.
I respect when Coi Ray did that. That was fire.
Yeah, that outfit, I was just about to bring that up. That outfit was that tough. I ain't gonna lie. I would have done some shit like that.
That was dope.
Some other two songs, though.
So, let them know.
What?
Yeah, you said Lotto. Mine? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right. So, Lotto, right. Definitely, I would say Players by Coi Ray. I really love that song.
Okay.
And, three is hard. Like,
heard that new Cardi joint with the skinny black joint, point me out a sign. When they
yes.
had the strippers in the, like Cardi was talking.
She yeah. was talking.
Oh,
but
what's her name?
Shout out to Big Sexy too. Booty
Shorty
Hope Brown.
Shorty, she's from Detroit, right?
Detroit. Yeah.
The skinny black
mm-hmm. joint. Yeah.
She's fire.
Fire.
She's fine. I forget her name.
They did the Rush Hour intro on that shit with the when they went to the no spot.
All right, so I got my third song. All
right.
My third song will be Kenzo B. We fucking for real.
Shout out to Kenzo. I be trying to fake bring her up, because you feel me, but it be tough on the show. Maybe gonna be from the show.
Or is it B for real, for real? I don't know what it abbreviates for, but it's B.
Kenzo B, because then it's Kenzo Baller, so she's trying to make sure it's B.
BF.
F-R. I don't know if it's like a Bianca or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, maybe it's B fucking for real. I don't know. Something like that. But
oh,
Kenzo
BF,
B got
BF,
that song. Yes, BF. Some shit like that. That song is fire. Kenzo, I feel like she is one of the hottest, youngest out here doing it.
That Shiny Bonnie joint, this Dangerous was kind of crazy too.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I'll be watching the young girl.
And, and Boobo Girlfriend. I really like her. Boobo Girlfriend.
I don't know her name.
Legendary Rella. Rella G's. That girl is nice. Okay. People sleep on her, but she's
the
pretty nice.
Joint?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know you're talking about.
I need to start paying attention.
Some of them songs that she got, I really fuck with. Like, I got them on my phone type shit, because I could bump
them.
She got
a song with Kenzo B that's fire.
Right. Yes. That shit is fire too. But majority of her songs, some of them, I like them. I ain't gonna lie. I be bumping. Be late.
Right. So we about to get up out of here, man. Make sure you let them know where they can find you at, everything of that nature.
You can find me everywhere at Dally Tyson, man. This ain't the first episode. Y'all know me. We outside. You're used to this by now. It's me. At this point, they need to put me on the podcast. 20 times up here. I can talk my shit regardless.
This is like the fifth time on the pod, dead ass.
You get what I'm saying? We outside. It's the first time we ever shot outside in the fucking peas, all right? It's the first time we doing it fucking big, man. Don't sleep on me. I'm very underrated and underestimated. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all fucking side. This is my hood. My fucking stomping grounds. It's my hood.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Hands down. Ain't nobody running me out my hood. Ain't nobody telling me to go in my fucking crib. Ain't nobody telling me to do shit in my hood. This is my hood. I pop my shit. I do what the fuck I want, and what I say goes. It is what it is, nigga. You don't like it? Take the high road.
So make sure y'all follow everything Dally Tyson. Make sure y'all follow everything Don Cole, Demi, Gippy, Spliff, Choon Choon.
Spliff and Balls, please.
Real soon, man. Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get out of here, smoke a shot.
Rolling not on water.
Just wrapped up a dope episode, man. Make sure y'all subscribe. Don Cole and D-Week and Hippie Show for the Fantastic Four.
Man,
this
roll out!
You know
we
saying?
The weed!
Keep it rolling. Make sure y'all follow us, man.